You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back. It's another edition of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. This is your host, Anthony Marino. Happy to be coming at you once again to talk everything Buffalo Bills, as we are in that quiet time of the offseason right now. And I guess that's okay, right? You've got all the build up to the draft and everything with free agency. Then you have OTAs and mini camp, so it's okay for things to quiet down a little bit, usually during the month of June and early July before training camp starts. Any news that comes out is usually nothing good. You've got players getting in trouble around the league or contract disputes or things like that. So for fans of the Buffalo Bills, for us to enjoy a little bit of quiet time right now is not necessarily the worst thing. Before we jump into our topic of the week, want to remind you to subscribe to the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. We've got some great new shows as part of our feed. Y'all know Believe used to be a part of that show with John Boccacino. That is now going to be found on the Buffalo Rumblings channel, so make sure you check that out with John and the great job that he does all week. And also the newest addition to our Buffalo Rumblings family, the Nick and Nolan Show. And those two guys doing a great job each and every week. They are three episodes into their time here with us at BuffaloRumblings.com. And I strongly encourage you to check out their show. These two guys do a great job bringing you a great mix of analysis and fun each and every week. So make sure that you check them out right here at Buffalo Rumbling. So when we talk about our topic of discussion this week, you know, again, you look at it and you're trying to think to yourself, who is that fan favorite for the Buffalo Bills, right? You think of the 2018 season, Kyle Williams, number 95, retires. All the emotion and sentiment that came down the stretch with him hanging it up. Week 17, that home game against the Miami Dolphins, a great performance from him, him catching a pass, him lining up at fullback, all of these different pieces. And right, Kyle Williams has been the heart and soul of the Buffalo Bills for so many years. You think of the videos on BuffaloBills.com, him delivering a pregame speech, maybe a speech after a big win for the team, and Kyle Williams leaving a void, not just on the field, but in the locker room, and yes, in the hearts of many Buffalo Bills fans. So really, I took to Twitter early on and asked a question of fans of the Buffalo Bills, you know, who is that fan favorite for the team? I included four choices. Josh Allen, obviously the second-year quarterback, has to be on that list. Tre'Davious White, entering his third year, just performing at such a high level at cornerback. Lorenzo Alexander, who really will likely replace Kyle Williams as, let's call it, that vocal leader in the locker room, that veteran presence. And then with the fourth pick, it was a little bit of a toss-up for me. I was going to include Jordan Poyer first. I opted to include LeSean McCoy instead. And really a little bit of a, and for anyone on Twitter these days, you see this term social experiment being thrown around left and right, but really to see what the gauge was for Bills fans with everything that has taken place with LeSean McCoy. And really three things of note. First, and this is, you know, not as important, I guess, as you could say the other two, but there was a lot of backlash against McCoy as he spoiled the finish of Avengers Endgame just a couple of months ago and drew the ire of many fans, not just of the Buffalo Bills, but across fans of the NFL. With that being said, McCoy did not have a stellar season on the field for the Bills in 2018. And of course, there were the allegations that came against him off the field prior to the 2018 season that just really, when you think about a couple of strikes against a player. But I was curious to see what the results would be like. There's still plenty of number 25 jerseys out there when you watch the Bills games on TV or if you go to training camp. And would Bills fans still, you know, see LeSean McCoy as a fan favorite, probably the most proven professional when you think of the potential to be a Hall of Famer, maybe in the future. But, you know, how would people see McCoy as it came to something like this with him being a fan favorite? So as we talk about some of the responses so far, at the time of we're recording, over 400 responses, which I feel is a pretty good sample size, right, for us to look at. No matter how much longer this Twitter poll goes, I don't see it changing too much. But not surprisingly, Josh Allen received the most votes. 55% of the responses in favor of Josh Allen as being the fan favorite, which is interesting because I think for a lot of fans, when the Bills traded up to select him number 7 overall in the 2018 draft, there were many fans. He was not the guy they were looking for. They wanted them to pick Josh Rosen with that pick. They saw Allen as too much of a project, playing against inferior competition at University of Wyoming. A big arm, but unpolished, just not having the track record of someone like a Rosen or a Sam Darnold or a Baker Mayfield. And here comes the Bills looking to get their franchise quarterback, and they go with this guy and really met with mixed reviews. But when you take a look at it, right, you see what Allen was able to do down the stretch coming back from the injury his rookie year, having some nice success, some as a passer, but showing that he could be dynamic running the football, right, and so many plays that you would remember down the stretch from the 2018 season. And then you combine those pieces with just the way that Allen is, and think of his work that he does off the field, some of his playful videos with, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Sam Darnold on the golf course. You see the relationship that he's developed with Supercade and just how important that is to him, to even taking it one step further and you know, him showing that he can have a little fun at Micah Hyde's charity softball game. There is something about Allen's personality that it seems his teammates have gravitated to. You hear it from the veterans in the locker room. You hear it from other players. And you see that he has this sort of magnetic personality that when you watch him in an interview in a press conference type of setting, it's understandable that this is someone that Bills fans would be drawn to and really want to pull for, not just because he's your hopeful franchise quarterback, but because of his personality and a lot of what he brings to the team off the field. So not really too much of a surprise that Allen was the top vote getter there. And the second spot was Tre'Davious White. And, you know, Trey, again, has shown that he can play at a high level in his first two seasons as a member of the Buffalo Bills. I think a lot of fans are also drawn to him because Trey White seems to just enjoy himself, whether it be in the locker room, on the field, clips of him dancing on the field in the snow at New Era against the Indianapolis Colts. You see him joking with his teammates in the locker room, the videos for the Trey White Goalie Academy, kind of doing his thing to endear himself to fans in just two seasons with the Buffalo Bills, a young rising star in the NFL and someone that Bills fans have truly gravitated towards. Now, on the flip side of things, Lorenzo Alexander coming in third with 16% of the vote. Obviously, right, a guy that there's been speculation was 2018 going to be his last season. Signs a one-year contract extension, comes back in 2019, delivers at a high level at linebacker. But again, being that veteran voice in the locker room, being a great presence for some of those younger players, if he performs in 2019 like he did in 2018, you'll have fans, including myself, clamoring for him to sign an additional extension to come back in 2020. With Lorenzo Alexander, for those of you that follow him on Twitter, you see the great work that he does in communities, being involved at elementary schools throughout the Buffalo area, his ACES Foundation, doing different fundraisers, giving back in so many different ways, whether it be, you know, aligning himself with 26 shirts, getting involved with the veterans in the area. You just have to love Lorenzo Alexander and how he has embraced the Buffalo community, fans of the Buffalo Bills, and just the work that he continues to do. Then in the fourth spot, it was LeSean McCoy. 6% of the votes going for McCoy. Part of me is even a bit surprised that it was that high. As I mentioned before, a little bit of the social experiment, how fans would respond to him and the opportunity to be a fan favorite. Arguably the biggest name on the Buffalo Bills roster, has had some nice success for the team prior to the 2018 season, but a bit of a dud on the field, obviously all of the issues off the field, and not too much surprise that McCoy found himself in a distant fourth. Now, also, as part of this poll, I encourage fans to say, listen, if there's someone not on this list, reply, leave a comment. Who are the other guys that are really a fan favorite for you? For the most part, there was some consistency with those four names. Jordan Poyer, who was going to be the fourth pick, again, kind of a quiet leader for the Buffalo Bills, continues to deliver on the field. Tremaine Edmonds, 2018 rookie linebacker for the team. If you listen to the Nick and Nolan show from this week, they talk about, man, how he got off to a rough start in the preseason and early on in his professional career with the Bills, and what a great trajectory for him by the end of the 2018 season. That arrow continues to point up, and Tremaine Edmonds, I think, will continue to be a fan favorite for the Buffalo Bills. Other two guys that really popped up, first, Jerry Hughes, no surprise there, great pass rusher for the Bills. He continues to be a topic of conversation amongst Bills fans as he recently signed the contract extension to stay in Buffalo. And I think you look at a guy like him and you just think to yourself, okay, everything that he can continue to be for this franchise. Jerry Hughes, truly a guy that stands out. And again, making a commitment to stay in Buffalo, signing that additional contract extension through the 2021 season. Just a great thing for the Buffalo Bills and their fans. And the fourth guy that came up a lot, Matt Milano, a bit of an underdog, of course, a fifth-round draft pick during the 2018 draft in two seasons, albeit he's battled some injuries. Milano has performed at an incredibly high level. You hear guys like Chris Wessling from NFL.com who say that, you know, Milano was one of the best linebackers in the NFL during the 2018 season before the injury, really beating the drum for him to be selected to the Pro Bowl. Obviously, that did not happen. Another guy, though, when you think of Milano and Edmonds, their trajectory pointing up at the linebacker core for the Bills, two of those fan favorites for the team. It did get me thinking to myself a little bit, maybe of a couple of guys that aren't on that radar as fan favorites just yet, but will truly have the opportunity to do that during the 2019 season. Of course, an easy choice would be someone like an Ed Oliver, first-round draft pick. That's almost too easy of a choice as you would look at things. One that stands out to me is Mitch Morris, the free agent center who signed from the Kansas City Chiefs, the highest-paid center in the NFL. But I think if you see any of his interviews, hear any of his press conferences, Mitch Morris, and I don't know if it's just something about guys that play center, but you know, you think of just the way that Eric Wood had a very natural way in communicating with fans and members of the media. I see a lot of that with Mitch Morris as well. I think fans will gravitate to him as he starts his career with the Buffalo Bills. And another one, Teron Johnson, you know, came in again, 2018 draft, right? A guy that just had an opportunity to get on the field as a starting cornerback in the slot and different packages and really delivered as he had that opportunity during the 2018 season, providing some big hits, doing a great job in coverage. Teron Johnson, again, one of those players that I look at for the Buffalo Bills, and I think fans will continue to grow an appreciation for him and what he can do in the slot for this defense. One other guy I would throw onto the list, similar to Ed Oliver, Devin Singletary at running back. I think he's going to get plenty of opportunities during the 2018 season. Maybe not early on. Frank Gore and LeSean McCoy will probably get the majority of those touches, but I think Singletary is going to prove to be a talent that once he gets on the field, it's going to be hard to keep him off. So I realize as we talk about this, right, who is that fan favorite for you as a Buffalo Bills fan? I encourage you to share your thoughts in the comments at BuffaloRumblings.com. Don't be afraid to hit me up on Twitter, at AnthMarino, and of course, at Buff Rumblings. Always appreciate the feedback. As we said before, a great lineup at the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. Encourage everybody to subscribe. Again, we've got some great shows for you, including Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, the Nick and Nolan Show, as we talked about, Believe, Blitz Bills, Circling the Wagons, and of course, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A. So check out all of those shows. Again, don't forget to join us at BuffaloRumblings.com to give your feedback on who your fan favorite is for the Buffalo Bills. This has been Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, and I'll be back with you next week. Take care. Right.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.